Ho, ho, ho. Welcome to this Christmas podcast spectacular. Festive favourites. Happy Christmas, everybody. Happy New Year. Happy Hanukkah. Whatever you're doing, whatever you celebrate. This is a great moment for you and for us. It's going to be a fantastic episode. Episode 20. So it's really worked out well. I'm Sean McLaughlin, the host of this podcast, if this is your first time listening. And you've joined us sort of, a sort of festive impasse, haven't they, Elliot?
They certainly have, Sean.
How are you feeling?
I'm very merry.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're merry as fuck, aren't you?
I am. It's how I roll. As you know, I like to get merry.
Yeah, you get merry. Me and Elliot have got quite a situation, listeners. A situation that maybe some of you are also sharing, in that I have seen the new Star Wars.
Oh, don't you dare.
And Elliot has not.
Do not you dare, sir. Thank you, please.
And I have a lot of power. I could destroy you. I could destroy your Christmas.
Do not destroy me, Sean.
Which, ironically, is a quote from the new film. I could destroy your Christmas.
Don't. I've been avoiding the internet for a week. I haven't gone on Twitter.
You've been avoiding the internet?
Reddit. Yeah.
You haven't been on Reddit?
No, because things
will
come up.
How much do you go on Reddit anyway?
I go on it sometimes for particular reasons, and there'll be crossover posts.
What even is Reddit?
Oh, it's for weirdos.
Weirdos?
There's oddballs on there, but it's a good way to get things, information.
What are you after? Are you doing drugs?
No, there's stuff on there. There's stuff on there.
What stuff is there?
Internet media. Videos and photos and GIFs.
All right, well, there's too many things to go into here.
Yeah. There's one person I know who spoil numerous films for me.
Yeah.
Because he works for some crap geeky website.
Yeah.
And it's like someone I know from uni, and he constantly goes like, oh, well, Jurassic World was great, but, and then like, sad face. Oh, and then like the name of a character, and you go like, well, that character's dead.
Wait, did someone die in Jurassic World?
Oh, yeah.
Why would you just ruin that for me?
Well, actually,
I've genuinely not seen it.
He actually spoiled Inside Out for me, because there's a character death in that.
Inside Out?
Yeah, and he put the character's name and then a smiley face, like a sad face.
Yeah.
And it was the day Inside Out came out. And I was like, well, why are you doing, like, clearly you've spoiled that film. Don't be cryptic. Put an opinion and then end it at that. I'm not gonna do that.
Star Wars is very important to us.
Yeah.
You're a big fan of Star Wars.
I love Star Wars.
Who's your favourite character?
What, new or old or any?
Any.
What age am I? Am I now? If I'm now.
What do you mean if I'm now?
If I'm now.
You are what?
If I'm now, Leia. If I'm younger, Yoda. If I'm youngest, Han Solo.
Not going to spoil anything, but all I'm going to say is my favourite character dies in the new one.
No.
My favourite character dies in the new one.
Oh, not Water.
But my favourite character is only in the new one for about 10 minutes.
They have two lines.
Nah, they're just a background helmsman. It's not really a spoiler. I just really took to the helmsman. I think at one point they go, mission received.
I'm sweating.
Oh, actually, because you're talking about spoilers.
Yes.
Here's a weird thing. Like, you said that I've given you a spoiler on this film already.
Because
I did a tweet.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
That said that C-3PO would be in the next film.
Yeah.
Is that a spoiler?
Yes, because if there's a point where there's peril and C-3PO is in the room, I know that the whole room is probably going to be fine.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know if that counts as a spoiler.
Well, of course it does.
What do you mean?
Because it means I know something, I know part of the situation at the end.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, what do you want then?
I want a number out of 10 of how good it was, and then I want you to shut up until
until
the world suits to my thing.
You don't.
Because after I see it, I'm going to be tweeting spoilers left, right, and centre.
You genuinely want me to give you a number out of 10?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think you do.
Somebody's already said 7 to me last night.
Okay.
But that's good enough for me, because I think that person has marked it down because they are anti-feminist, which is apparently the internet's view.
What's the internet's view?
The internet apparently says if you don't like this film, you don't like feminism.
Because
most of the people attacking it are like, it's all women and people of color now.
Well, I don't think we should take that view seriously.
No.
but I also think you're allowed to not like a film with women in it.
Well, I think...
I don't like the film The Hours.
Well, I think you should, and I think New Ghostbusters is brilliant.
Do you think it's better than the original?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to say what happens, but I will say, don't get too used to a little character called Newt Gunray.
Oh, gosh. Not Newt. Not Newt Gunray.
Or Dexter Jetster.
Oh, flip.
Do you think one day we'll be able to direct a Star Wars?
Oh, yeah. We could probably make one now.
Yeah, do you reckon?
They're making enough of them. They need some don't they?
We'll just write to go, hey, yeah. It's Sean and Elliot. We're from Heal Your Wounds.
We've got an idea, and that idea goes as follows.
Mm-hmm. It follows directly on from The Last Jedi. So, Watto is
dead.
Watto is dead.
Uh-huh.
The famous junkyard man.
Yeah.
I really liked the film. I thought they rounded up some stuff that I've had a lot of questions this whole time. They gave some great backstory to a lot of characters that I've had a lot of questions about, big characters. You know the lizard that Obi-Wan rides in Revenge of the Sith?
Please don't.
You know the lizard?
Please don't.
Well, that lizard has a family.
No. Oh, please, yeah. No.
You know Boba Fett?
Yeah.
Yeah? You know Boba Fett's got a cool helmet?
Uh-huh.
Well, guess what? In this episode, you find out who painted that helmet.
Oh, God. Is Benedict Cumberbatch Khan or not?
Benedict Cumberbatch is Khan. And all the Ghostbusters are women.
Damn it.
I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you. I hope...
I was kind of hoping you'd have seen it by now and we could have done a review.
I know. I normally go to cinema on my own, so I don't have to wait for things.
Yeah, right.
But I have to wait for friends.
Why do you have to wait for friends?
Because I always put out an invitation going like, oh, they'll say no, and then I can go straight away.
Midnight. Do you go midnight screening?
They said yes this time. No, I'll just go late night.
Yeah.
Late night.
Late night Star Wars.
Yep.
Well, enjoy it. I hope it makes up. I hope your Christmas isn't, I'm not going to say ruined because that's a spoiler, but you're wearing Watto socks as we speak.
Poe Dameron takes his shirt off. All right, it's Christmas party today, Sean.
Christmas party!
And Harriet Kemsley and Fern Brady are the guests today, Sean.
We have three fabulous guests. Yes. We were going to have four. Unfortunately, Adam Hess pulled out. It was kind of we just got loads of the old guests back.
Yeah, yeah.
Loads of the old guests are coming back for this special Christmas. Don't worry, two of them have always been booked, and they weren't only booked yesterday because they happened to be in my flat, mm-hmm. and I realised we needed another guest.
Mm-hmm.
It should be really fun.
It's going to be great.
Elliot, I mean, what else can I say? Merry Christmas. It's been a heck of a year.
It certainly has, and we should probably go over this year at the outro.
We'll go over the year.
Yes.
Thank you for your Christmas card, by the way.
Oh, of course.
You wrote a Christmas card to me.
Yes.
It said winter greetings on the front.
Did it?
Yeah. It's right there. Do you want to look at it? Pick it up.
Oh, it's knocked over. Thanks.
No, what does it say on the front?
Winter wishes.
Winter wishes.
Yes, because I'm not sure what religion you are. And it also just says inside, enjoy the festive season. So there we go. I hope you didn't think I was making assumptions.
That's absolute. Talk about a BBC One card.
It's for Marks and Spencer's, mate.
Oh, congratulations.
Glitter everywhere.
Listeners, we're feeling festive.
Yeah.
We're feeling wild. I have got a big plate of mince pies in the middle.
Yep.
And genuinely no one likes them apart from me. So I'm putting on weight. We've also got some miniature heroes. We're drinking coffee. We're in my flat, which is decked up pretty nice.
Mm-hmm. If you want any of these snacks, by the way, listeners, just email in and we'll send them.
Email it. Genuinely, if you want a mince pie, genuinely email us because I can't possibly eat all of these.
No, we'll fax it straight down.
What?
Fax it straight down.
Are you sure you haven't seen the new Star Wars?
No. Well, I went to the show with you the other night. I was there with you. We held each other tight. You looked into my eyes and said, I'm leaving you. You walked away and left me wondering, what am I to do to get stuck? That's all that's left of our love.
So, the grotto's full. Why am I saying that? Anyway, the grotto's full. Elliot is here.
Hello.
Our very own Tiny Tim.
Okay.
How are you feeling?
Young.
Why are you feeling so young?
Because you treat me like a child, sir.
Well, you call me sir.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Good start. Three people looking at me thinking, what a mistake we've made. All returning guests. This is like a best of episode, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, would you say?
Oh, no, I'm not saying yeah as in like... As in, I don't want to be rude to the collection of people we found all together.
No, that's fair
enough.
It's
just a party. It's a party.
It's a party. Yeah. And the first person just stood up. The middle person appears to be scratching her private parts. we'll start with Fern. Fern Brady.
That wasn't me that was scratching.
No, I know. You were the one standing up. how are you, Fern?
Good, thank you.
You've been on the show before. Uh-huh. You were there a while back.
Yeah, I kept arranging to come back on and then cancelling on the day.
Yeah, because you've become a star. So it's
no, that's not why. It's always because a man's coming around to put a water meter in.
I hope that's not a euphemism. We've also got Sunil Patel.
Hello.
You were on the show like two episodes ago.
Yeah, I thought that was a long time ago for me. I didn't know it was that. Oh, when you measure it like in terms of episodes.
It was a while back.
Yeah.
But the key thing is I saw you yesterday.
And I'm back.
And that's, we run a policy in this podcast that if I see you in the street, you'll get on. And the final guest.
Hello.
Harriet Kemsley's back.
Hi.
Our favourite guest.
Oh, first guest.
She was our first guest.
Yeah. This is a bit weird. Why did you do that?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't mean it. That's why he says it like a joke.
What do you mean? I do mean it.
Everyone will find it funny.
Well, why did you just say fanny? Because you were
funny.
Just scratching it.
I was in my head.
What were you scratching?
I got chocolate on my leggings and I was embarrassed and I was trying to subtly scratch it.
There's nothing.
And then I've been outed on live radio.
Live radio.
It wasn't, I wouldn't say you were subtly doing it. You had your tongue out.
That's when I concentrate. My feet are wet and I've got chocolate on my vagina.
Harriet. I saw you in Dr. Foster and I was going to message to say you were the best waitress in it, better than the other waitress, because you had a really rubbish one. But I thought if I send it via Facebook, it's going to sound sarcastic, but I really love Dr. Foster.
We're all connecting, so don't worry about the chocolatey vagina.
She got a mention on this morning. And my dad heard them talking about how good the waitress was on Dr. Foster and he's so excited, but it was the other waitress. So I actually really appreciate that.
If you mean the waitress in the final episode, yeah. I'm sorry, like, I hope she doesn't ever hear this, but it was like she'd never acted in anything before.
Harriet, do you want to say anything to that?
Well, I don't know who she is, but I am neutral on this, but I have experience being a rubbish waitress, so maybe she's never waitressed badly before.
Yeah, it was very believable.
Merry Christmas is the key thing. Fern, well, how do you feel about Christmas? Let's talk about Christmas. Do you love it?
Yeah, because I didn't used to like it because my family are all mad. And then I started going to Connor's for my boyfriend's family in Galway for the last 4 or 5 years. And it's been great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they do all these traditions that I'd read about in... Because I used to get really angry because people would be like, oh, I love my family Christmas and we all have turkey and then we all watch EastEnders and people all do these traditions. And my family did none of that.
Yeah.
And my uncle's mad and would always be doing like Buddhist chants and stuff on Christmas morning. And it was just, it was really awful.
Wait, your uncle did Buddhist chants on Christmas morning?
Yeah, he's nuts. He's like proper mad. Okay. Not because he's a bit, like he's just mad generally.
Sure.
And he would always like bring a sitar to, or like some weird instrument. It was just terrible.
Fern Brady, as you remember from our last episode, is a racist. It's all coming to the fore pretty early.
I did do a couple of racist things recently and I was going to tell you about it. But it was accidental racism.
Cool. Maybe in the second section?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. You just didn't strike me as someone who would like Christmas. You strike me as someone who'd be like,
I love it.
No, ne here.
That's accidentally racist.
It's not
race. So the last time I did his podcast, he did this the whole time. He like took the piss out of me for being Scottish.
No.
While also saying I was a racist.
I like the Bonnie Scots. There's no issue with that. Good luck to you anyway. You don't like Christmas that much, Sunil.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm ambivalent towards it.
You're what?
Ambivalent.
Yeah.
Because it's not a part of your culture, right?
That's right.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah, don't celebrate it.
No, you don't.
Are you, well, do you really? Used to. Well, used to up until I became a teenager, and then they were like, why are we bothered with this?
Okay. Do you still used to get presents, though?
Yeah, but they were like, it was like, go and get your present, it's in the boot of the car, so I'd have to go and get it.
What?
Why is it in the boot of the car?
Was your dad Del Boy?
No, because my dad wouldn't be, couldn't be asked to like wrap it and stuff.
Oh, my.
Because it wasn't like a thing, Christmas. It was like, all right, we'll get you a present, but we don't really know what to do around
that's
that.
That's horrible.
Or you just leave it in the boot. That's,
yeah, so I go, and then there'd be an Argos receipt taped to it, so we'd know exactly how much things cost.
How weird would it be if that was what the Christmas tradition was? Everyone gets presents, get the but they're all in the boot of the car.
Santa hides it in
that's
the car.
Yeah, that was all right. Yeah. But it was a Mega Drive that year, but there was no games.
That's a great gift, though.
Yeah, but I had no games. Well, and I had to wait to my birthday in January to get some money to get one game.
That's shit.
What game did you get?
That is shit.
What game did you get?
I can't remember now.
Cool.
Shinobi or something.
And then finally, I mean, Harriet, you fucking love Christmas.
I love Christmas. I'm not ashamed.
No, nor should you be. I love Christmas.
You love it as well.
Yeah, of course I do.
You have a weird Christmas tradition with your siblings.
What's your Christmas tradition?
No, it's just I still have a stocking, even though I'm a grown woman.
That's fine.
No, but it's where for a long time it took place. We opened the stocking in my parents' bed.
In your parents' bed.
In my parents' bed. We opened the stocking. Me and
until
my brother
when?
And sister. Well, it's had to stop because once Bobby was staying, and then my dad said, Bobby's not coming in the bed. It's weird. And so then I'd have to leave Bobby and I'd have to sneak out and then do it. And then it's got to the point where it's like, they were like, you're married now. It must stop.
So you wanted to carry on?
No, I didn't because it was embarrassing. And
it is incredibly embarrassing.
But it was lovely as well. No, innocent.
You said like you're allergic to raw fruit and veg, aren't you?
Also, yeah, they put a Satsuma in the bottom of the stocking every year. But I'm allergic, and so every year I get my greedily get my presents. Then I reach a Satsuma and I go, oh, you put the Satsuma. In again, it's my hand's itchy. Yeah, it makes my hand itch, and then everyone laughs.
So is it like getting a lump of coal?
Yeah, but like more anyone else deadly, would enjoy it. Yeah, but it's not deadly because it's on my hand, but it still it itches for a while.
What's the lump of coal thing?
It's like if you're bad, you get a lump of coal, right?
Oh, That's the old rumour.
It's a rumour,
isn't
it? Might be true.
Don't you think? Wasn't that the old thing? If you're good, you get a present from Santa. If you're bad, he gives you a lump of coal.
Lump of coal.
Checking the boot, see if there's.
I've been trying to get my boyfriend a stocking against his will this year. Because
I do for Bobby.
Yeah.
Against their will.
He hates them, and he said it's an American thing.
Mm. It's not American, isn't it?
Yeah, because I had them growing up.
That was all you'd get as a present. It was stuff in the stocking, wasn't it? You wouldn't get like a big present. You just get stuff in the stocking.
Yeah. No, we would get our presents, but my mum also used to make us amazing stockings with like really great presents in it. So I wanted to do the same for my boyfriend, and he just but my boyfriend was brought up a Jehovah's Witness though, so he's
Jesus, what a clusterfuck.
Yeah. And I was like, is this some sort of religious thing? But he was like, no. Oh yeah, that's the can I just so even though his mum is a Jehovah's Witness, they still have a more normal Christmas than my family.
What were your Christmas traditions then outside of your uncle screaming Buddhist chants?
Well, we used to have normal Christmases, but then things sort of degenerated more and more. People died. A lot of people moved to China. Some moved to Milton Keynes.
Wait.
The two options.
Just a lot of people moving to China.
China and Milton Keynes, okay.
Fucking both my brothers live in China now.
Okay.
And
to be Buddhist monks?
No, to... I mean, that's another story in itself. But, it was more... We had a normal Christmas. Then everything just got worse and worse and worse. So that was why I didn't like Christmas. But now, if I told you how magical my Christmases are, it would sicken you.
Well, then tell us. This is what it's
for.
Oh,
man, it's so good.
Okay, well, calm yourself. That's nice, isn't it?
Well, firstly...
Harriet's even stopped itching. She's so excited.
I didn't itch the whole time up to this point. I just left it because Bernard's still got chocolate on it. So.
Well,
would you like a flannel?
No.
Do you want a cupcake?
Do you want to take a minute out?
No, because the cupcake is fishy.
They're not fishy. Ignore this, listeners. Let's just hear about Fern's magical fucking Christmas.
Christmas Eve, we get to the very rural bit of Ireland where his parents live.
The very rural bit of Ireland known as Ireland.
No, it's okay. Takes ages to... Anyway, we get there, and because his mum's a Jehovah's Witness, but no one else in the family is, we have to give her a non-Christmas present to say thanks for letting us stay.
So it's a non-Christmas present.
So what you do is you just say... This isn't a Christmas present. Thanks for letting me stay. And I got like a food hamper or something.
You have to say that like a disclaimer.
Yeah. And then she gets me Christmas presents, but she doesn't. She pretends that his like 7-year-old dad has got them. So I'll be like, oh, how did you know I wanted Beyonce perfume? And his dad just sort of, they just put the presents in his dad's lap. And we all pretend his dad's bought them. Because his mum's too nice to not do Christmas, but she like pretends that she's not doing it. Okay. Then there's a Christmas tree with no decorations on it.
Okay.
Apart from one year I brought a bauble and there was one decoration on the tree.
I have to say, it doesn't sound that magical so far, but
no,
yeah.
But then she's not against crackers and loads of Christmas.
Why is it
things.
Always a race thing with you?
She's not... She never says anything about Jehovah. Like, she's never mentioned it. It's just things like, I asked where the Christmas wrapping paper was last year, and she just sort of cleared her throat and looked at the floor. And and then my boyfriend was like, come on, I'll give you it. Because you can't be seen to be celebrating Christmas.
Yeah.
But she's a lovely... Well, the good things we do is, Christmas Day, we go cycling... by the sea. One Christmas day we went, because his family live on the beach, we went mussel picking on the beach. Ooh. And then cooked the mussels. So yeah, it's just really like outdoorsy. I go and feed the ponies on Christmas Day. So it's just really good.
What do you feed them? Mussels?
Carrots and apples. Yeah.
That's like a lovely Christmas.
They adopted a little pony. His parents adopted a wild pony called Valentine. So I'm going to go and meet him this
year. What a lovely story. Yeah. You ever found a pony in the boot of a car or something like that?
No, there's horses at the back of our garden, but I don't really go.
Are there?
Yeah.
Your horses at the back of your garden?
No, in my garden, like behind it.
Behind it? Well, how far behind?
Behind
the 40 miles behind the garden.
Yeah, I don't really. I just leave them alone.
Oh, that's good. So what's your Christmas Day tradition?
Wake up, potter around a bit, have a big meal.
Harriet, what do you do on that? What do you do on Christmas? Now what do you do? Now that you don't all get into your parents' bed. Yeah, get into your parents' bed and eat satsumas.
Off limits. We can't do that.
So Bobby Mayer, who was on our last episode.
Bobby Mayer comes. So I usually go a few days before, and then Bobby comes on Christmas Eve. And he proposed 2 years ago on Christmas Eve when I was very hungover and I vomited all day.
And so now every Christmas is going to feel like a letdown because it's not going to be as good.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
I sent him loads of just presents last night, ideas, just like pictures and things, but he didn't reply. I just
for what? For you?
Text back. Yeah.
A bit late, isn't it?
What, I mean, do you think Bobby's been planning for weeks?
Probably.
Do you?
Well, I don't know.
You don't know Bobby at all.
I don't know if he's been planning for weeks. I know he broke his arm and you have no sympathy for him.
God. It's nobody thinks about the people that have to be with the person that's broken their arm.
Well, no, because they're fine.
It's actually not fine. It's taking up a lot of my time and energy.
What, doing what?
I had to open a bottle the other day. Oh! Yeah, but I did it with one arm. So I was like, why is he asking me to do it? He could have done it. He's got one arm.
Why did you do it with one arm?
Just like for the
benefit of the listener, Harriet has just done one of the most disgusting contortions of the arm.
What are you doing with the other arm? You've got two arms.
Yeah, but I realised I did it with one arm, so why was he asking me? He could have done it.
Oh,
it's
exhausting.
I keep sleeping on it as well. His broken arm.
Okay, I mean, I really regret bringing this up. I'm kind of amazed that Fern is the most Christmassy of all of us. What are you going to do this Christmas?
This Christmas, I go home, see my friends, and then Bobby will come. Mum's broken her arm as well. So both of them have got broken arms. They broke them on the same day.
Are you a separate
incident.
Are they having an affair?
Yeah, it wasn't. Wait. No, my mum broke hers ice skating, which is a very Christmassy way of breaking it, and Bobby broke his by having a little fall.
That's also pretty Christmassy.
Yeah, Christmassy fall in the ice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Didn't you have a thing recently where you couldn't ice skate? They told you to leave.
I had to leave.
No, that was a roller disco that I went to as well. I went roller skating with Harriet, everyone. We went to an ABBA roller disco, and Harriet was asked to stop roller skating because she fell over so frequently she was endangering the other.
But it's other people who broke their arms.
I went to leave, and then I fell out the entrance.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was a disappointing evening.
Terrible fall. Really went down hard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you not hurt yourself?
Absolutely. But I just get used to it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She hurt herself so hard, her husband broke his arm.
Okay, cool. Welcome to the second section, everyone. Fantastic stuff. We got some mozzarella sticks in the oven. Fern's not holding her microphone. Harriet's on her knees.
I won't know when you want to speak. How do I? Do you want to tap my arm every time you want to speak?
They're sharing a microphone, by the way, listeners. You should know that.
I knew when you wanted to speak.
Do you want to speak now? See, I didn't know you're about to speak again.
What I did was I held it in front of you at all times unless I wanted to speak.
Okay.
This is going to be great.
This is going to be fun. Great, we were talking about Christmas presents. Mm. Have you done yours?
I don't do Christmas, do I?
No, but you must have bought someone a present.
No.
You bought no one a present?
You said you bought me a present the other day.
Oh, God.
Oh,
dear.
You bought Harriet a present?
No, I haven't. That's the problem.
This day
I knew you were bluffing.
I was trying to make her feel guilty. So,
why have you got him a present, Harriet?
I've got an idea, yeah.
That's your present. I've given you an idea.
I've got an idea
for a novel.
Why are you holding it on my chin, though?
I don't know how to hold it.
Don't hold it on my chin. It's rustling into my beard.
Good grief. What presents have you bought, Fern?
I've got to buy most of them tomorrow.
Aye, aye, aye.
I bought my boyfriend a holiday, but I think it's
really?
It's the wrong place. Where the wrong country.
Where's he going to go in?
Sweden. I think he wanted to go to Iceland, and I got him mixed up because the places are both icy.
Yeah.
And because he was like, do you want to go on holiday at the end of January? And I was like, I'm never fucking going on holiday with you again. And then that way...
What a romantic couple.
And then that way he'll be really surprised when he gets it.
Yeah, because you'd said, I never fucking want to go on fucking holiday with you again.
So he's going to be so surprised.
That's the best way to do it. When my mum was pregnant with my brother, everyone was trying to make me say what sex the baby was because they'd entrusted me to keep the secret. So I said very confidently, it's a girl. But then everybody bought girls things and God saying congratulations on your girl, and even when they said no he's a boy, no one would believe them because I was
again.
I told them
that
so
is
it does it can backfire is what I'm saying. Yeah,
yes.
I don't see how this would backfire. It'd be fine.
Yeah,
it's a holiday.
It'd be great, and it's a lovely part of the world, Sweden.
Yeah, I'm sure he said he would like to go there.
Whereabouts are you going?
It's not terrible. Stockholm.
It's
gorgeous.
Lovely.
Beautiful. Yeah.
We went because we.
Is that all you wanted to use the mic for?
So I just say something, then I quickly feel I have to stop.
And I got him some potatoes made out of chocolate.
Wait. Do you mean cream eggs? You got him potatoes made out of chocolate.
Is that like a Swedish snack?
Because he's Irish.
Not even accidental.
That is full blown racism. Oh, Fern, I've bought you a chocolate syringe.
Oh, wow.
Did you get it?
What?
Do you understand that?
I didn't hold it in front of you.
Did you understand the syringe, right?
Yeah, I got it, yeah.
Harriet's now at the point where she's got confused enough that she's putting the microphone away from her when she speaks.
This is what happened. I had to interview these people for this Comedy Central thing, and every time I went to speak, I'd give them the thing, and I'd pass it back, and then they were going to speak, and then they had to give me a word up. They're like, could you just, when they speak, you put the microphone in front of them, and then you hold it the other time. They're like, yeah. I'm like, oh, fuck, it's good. So it nearly hits a nail in the face with it.
Yeah, we get it. You are on Comedy Central.
This is the moment where I accept that you do have dyspraxia.
Oh, my God, Sean.
What?
What did you say?
I was just making a joke.
He was resentful of your success.
Comedy Central.
Who are you interviewing on Comedy Central?
Someone from Love Island.
Uh-huh. Ooh. Jealousy retracted.
Ah, presents. Have you sorted your presents, Elliot?
No, yeah, I'm doing it all tomorrow. I've got a whole day.
What are you going to do? Whole day of clicking? Why add
you,
to basket.
Why are you going in to go shop? Why don't you just get it all online?
Because I enjoy it. I actively go to the shops because I enjoy...
Even at Christmas?
Yeah, like the hustle and the bustle. Pop a bit of music in my ears. It's all Christmassy nice time.
What music do you want? You know, there's a website that makes you have the sound of a cafe, if that helps you shop.
It's ideal. That's what I like. No, just normal Christmas songs. Like all
so what are you buying? What are you buying? What are you buying your mama?
Mama likes to read, but she doesn't like spending money on herself. Mm. So I get her a book voucher every year, which sounds lame, but it means then she goes out and has a special day at the bookshop.
Do you know what she needs?
What?
Library card.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. What are you getting me?
Then I can't do anything for Christmas then, can I?
What are you getting me?
I'm getting you the hair gel, because you've lost your hair gel.
You're getting me the hair gel?
Yep, that you've lost.
That's your present for me?
Yes.
You're going into town tomorrow to get that?
Yes.
I did all my shopping the other day in King's Cross Station.
I really recommend you did all of your shopping? What, did you buy your family pasties?
They've got Fortnum's there.
Have they really?
What is a Fortnum's?
What's a Pancras?
Yeah. Because I was like, I can't face going it. And then I was like... Because otherwise I go in, I shouldn't go out of the shop, and I was like, "Fuck! I've got an hour, get everything." And okay. I ran around.
That's a pretty good way to do
that's
it.
That's great.
Yeah.
You're not dawdling, you're just getting stuff.
And what have you got, people?
I get something for everyone at my agent's office, so then in it's...
That is so dumb, you're at such a big agency.
Someone said this before you got here.
It's so embarrassing as well, because every year I have to go around, and then I can never remember someone's name, and then I give them and then everyone's like, "Oh, thanks," and... They don't necessarily know who I am. But well, now, Bobby, I know, because once you've got them to someone, you can't ignore the person next to them, and it's just got completely out of hand.
Get it for your main agent.
Yeah, I know.
And why don't you just send it in
bad.
The post? You don't even have to look at them.
I know, but this time, Bobby's now got the same agent, so I can go in with someone at least, and then I'll have someone to talk to. And do it together, so it's less embarrassing.
That is less embarrassing. I'm going to my agent's Christmas party after this. I wonder if I'll get a gift. Will I get a gift? A gift of work. That's the only gift they can get me.
They should get you a gift. My last agent would get us hotel chocolate, like a range of chocolates and stuff.
Really? I'm just grateful that PBJ have taken me on. Great agency. Shout out to PBJ.
Is that who you're with?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Rich man asked, "What must I do for me to come and follow you?"
Apparently there's been a rumour started about me, and it's to do with the little box that Elliot is sitting on.
I sit on a little box for this
we
recording.
You sat on a little box. Tiny
he sat on a box that does make him look genuinely like a hand puppet.
A boy box, yeah.
Yeah, so I heard a vicious rumour. There's so many going around about you. I heard a vicious
rumour. How many vicious rumours are there?
We can only deal with one today. I heard a vicious rumour that you threw your dirty underwear in with clean bedding.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And that your girlfriend was like, "Why did you throw your dirty underwear in with the clean bedding?" And then you were really afraid. And then you went, "No reason, no, nothing."
You just denied it had ever happened.
Well, it probably didn't happen.
Well, she saw it. She said, "What's?"
But she didn't start this rumour.
No, but we heard that she saw that.
What are you talking about?
We heard that she saw something.
Yeah,
so
Elliot did as well.
It's true.
Not just
But I'm saying that it isn't true. Why would I put my...
You would say it's not true, though. You wouldn't want it to
You're
be
the kind of person who puts it away.
You're a liar. Well, this is... Did you know what? This is the modern world, isn't it? This is the modern world. A man gets accused of something...
Don't call it fake news.
What?
You're about to call it fake news.
What?
Why have you put your hand up?
Because I pledge allegiance to the truth that this did not happen.
Elliot, check in the box.
Not now. He's not taken them away.
No, I'm going to eat the final mozzarella stick just for that.
Here. Where is your dirty underwear?
Harriet. Come on now.
It's the worst Poirot you've ever seen. Fine then, where are your skid marked boxes?
Worst house guest you can get.
They're in the laundry bit.
As normal.
With the clean bedding.
No, the clean bedding's on the bed.
Well, it's not what I heard.
Well,
Sean.
What you heard was bullshit. Well. You turned up to my house before and you didn't even have your keys. You had to drive back and come back. So you're not in any position to judge anyone. I'm sick of the lot of you. This has been the worst episode we've ever done. I'm going to eat my mozzarella stick
And as I'm chewing, I expect apologies from all of you. Do you like mince pies, Harriet?
No, thank you.
Okay. What do you want for Christmas, Harriet?
I don't know. It's just all come too quickly. I just need some time to think about it.
Okay, well, it's pretty sharpish.
I know. It's just round the corner.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What have you asked for?
Who was I asking?
Your family, your husband?
My family.
Yeah, your family, your husband. Kris Kringle himself?
I sent him some photos of... I sent him a few bracelets in like the
so
50 quid
boring.
50 quid mark.
So
and then
boring.
I just stuck in a Stella McCartney handbag, but I don't think I'm going to get that. I just sent a photo
How
of
much
it.
Is a Stella McCartney handbag?
I don't know. Well, because I don't wear leather. So they're not leather. I know, I've used that for 2 years, I know. I just thought,
so you go from that to a Stella McCartney handbag?
Yeah, well, I aim too high, I know, it's not going to happen, but I sent it. What?
You just leave it in the middle of the room.
I just was very stressed, I had to go home, I came back. It's been a long day.
It has been a long day. Well, I hope you both get exactly what you want. What do you want for Christmas, Fern?
Some nice cheese or a pet rat.
Oh.
Have you seen this thing?
Column A leads to column B, I'd say.
Fern, there's this article, Bobby sent me, of a cat and a rat and a dog, and they're all best friends, and they won't go anywhere without the other. And if you take one off, they get upset. And I send it to you.
Wait. Well, I just watched a video last night of a little piglet.
Why
is
this
got raised by a French bulldog because it was abandoned by its family. So I like things like that.
Yeah.
But there was a rat in our garden and I tried to feed it.
Oh.
Connor went mental at me.
Of course he did.
I think that's a wild rat. Yeah, that's... do you like wild rats?
Well, I've never tamed one before, but that was...
Is that what you were going for?
Yeah, I thought I'd feed it and it'd be my garden rat. And then eventually it would be my pet rat. But he wasn't into it at all.
Fascinating view of the world there.
I'd like a pet.
You'd like a pet?
Would you? A cat. He loves cats.
We let the man speak.
Oh, man.
I don't love
cats.
I don't love cats, Fern.
He follows loads of cats on Instagram.
Yeah, they're funny.
Why do you follow a bunch of cats on Instagram?
I like the big fat ones.
It's because he looks like them.
Which cat?
The same face.
What pet do you want?
A dog.
Dog.
You just said that. You meant a cat?
No, I don't want a cat.
What type of dog do you want?
Basset Hound.
What is that?
Very nice.
Sad-looking ones with the big ears.
Oh, that'd be cute.
Yeah,
and they have satisfying paws.
Yeah.
That could be friends with Harriet's cat. And Harriet's cat could be friends with Fern's rat.
Harriet.
I'm sorry, my cat's not going anywhere near Fern's rat. I'm sorry. It's a wild rat. I'm sorry.
Oh, but it's not. It's been tamed.
Wait, have you got a cat?
I've got a cat, yeah.
Oh, right. What kind?
Black and... orange. It's not a fancy cat. It's just from a woman in Stratford, a Polish
Which
lady.
From a woman in Polish
that's
lady.
Where I got her from.
Where did you find out about this lady?
I think it was back when Gumtree was a big thing.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. I hope all your dreams come true. I think you can get a rat. Have you asked Connor for a rat?
I'd like a pet, but I'm way too much to look after it. But I didn't ask him for anything. I would like some cheese, nice cheese.
Do you want some? We've got some cheese in the fridge if you want some.
No, that's okay. I'm not hungry. Just
we can put in some more mozzarella sticks. What do you want for Christmas, Elliot?
I want like a... I've realised I haven't really got any hobbies. I want something that's like, oh, I've got a... Someone will be like, oh, what are you doing today? I'll be like, jigsaw. Or like a crossword book or something.
Fuck me, that was
depressing. Something just to kill just to while the hours away, something like that.
What do you mean a crossword book? That's not a hobby, is it? Doing crosswords.
Yeah. Crypto crosswords.
Yeah, try and get into cryptic crosswords.
Crypto crosswords.
Yeah. Something like that.
What do you learn about cryptocurrency?
What do I learn?
Why don't you, as a hobby?
I could do, actually. I try and be a bit of a wheeler dealer.
Yeah. Harriet, will you stop texting?
No, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the pictures of the cat and the dog and the rat. I just wanted to show Fern.
I think it's over, isn't it?
This podcast?
Sean, what do you want for Christmas?
Well, I don't give it. I want this podcast to be done.
Merry
Christmas. Wait, we should do something to plug first. For this Christmas plugs. What have you got to plug? Anything to plug? Fern?
My tour, which starts back on January the 7th in Belfast.
Belfast?
Belfast and... Bath and Cambridge and lots of other places. I actually hate doing my show so much now that last night I had a nightmare about doing it because I hate it so much.
Cool, buy tickets for Christmas. Harriet, anything to plug?
Got some shows around the place. My website, I'm doing Leicester Comedy Festival, a new show. And
what's your show called this year?
I don't know yet.
All right.
I'm not going to tell you because...
The last title.
I know, last... Yeah, I can't... It's not going to...
Fair enough.
Bad at doing.
It's not called bad at doing.
No, it was can't no, cook, one, won't cook.
Can't cook, won't cook. Can't that cook, was a disaster, cook. So okay. I'm just not going to... I'm not saying...
That's fair enough.
Me
so
and
Neil,
Sarah,
anything
we've got a podcast together.
Why is Harriet crying? Last episode's out just before Christmas. I'm doing a Leicester show on the 17th of February. It's called Vibes with a Z.
Cool. Cool dude.
And where's that?
Really cool dude.
Manhattan 34.
Maybe I'm doing the same. I think
mine is the same. Doing.
Is it?
Is that the same today?
Hang on.
Wow, what a great triple bill.
The cat, dog and the rat all do their show at Leicester Comedy Festival.
I am, stuff. You know.
Elliot's got something to plug.
Oh, wait.
Your video.
Oh, yeah. Title, can you?
I'm doing the 17th.
Easy now.
Sorry.
Oh, no, you're
I'm
doing
not
the
17th.
Doing
it. No, it's the 11th.
Will you shut the fuck up, Harriet?
Sorry.
No, Elliot's
got something to plug.
We've got those Turtle Canyon comedies out. They'll be out by now.
19th.
Yeah.
19th, yeah.
Tomorrow.
It was really good.
Oh, yeah, it was. In podcast time. Four days ago.
Sorry?
We're doing a different one to Elliot.
Yeah, so you two are in one, and I've got another one.
Is it a film?
Are you drunk?
I'm out.
A film?
A little short film, yeah, like 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, I think I saw them advertised.
Yeah.
Christmas films.
Just hold it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quite, hope you enjoy it, everyone. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Thanks.
Do you want to read out the story for us then, Harriet? And we'll end the podcast on this. This
it's
lovely
a Christmas
note.
Miracle.
It is a...
It's got the cat spooning the rat.
Oh, I guess.
Put a dog, cat and rat together in the same
Wait,
room.
Start again. That's You've emphasised the wrong things in that sentence. Put a dog, cat and rat together.
Why don't no? What? How? What am I meant to say?
Just going to read it.
But where's it from? What website is it from? First of
the
all,
the Dodo. It's excellent. Follow it on Twitter. It's lots of animals being friends.
Loads it's from
of different the Dodo combinations.
Okay.
So you'd expect most people expect chaos to ensue if you put them together, but some people brought in their cat, rat, and dog, and then because they couldn't look after it.
They couldn't look after it.
All three of them. They had to downsize. You said don't read.
She's
they
not
had
reading
to downsize,
it.
So they took it. But when they arrived at the shelter, the animals had to get medical examinations. Jack was first in line. Jack's the dog. But when they took Jack into an examination room, his behaviour changed quickly. He became very frightened and was growling. So one of the staff said, "Why don't we try to bring the dog in?" Oh, so it couldn't have been
That's
the
like
dog.
The first Jack time Elliot
must be
came
the cat.
Here.
As Hissing. Soon as the dog came in, it was like a totally different cat. He just became more relaxed, knowing that his buddy was there. They closely bonded, but they didn't forget about Tweaks, the rat. We thought maybe we shouldn't bring the rat in. Oh, maybe we should bring the rat in. And they did. We put the rat down right away. The rat was running all over the dog and going up and licking his face. And then the dog was licking the rat. So it's like,
Merry
I guess
Christmas,
they're friends.
Everyone.
And then after kissing,
yeah, Merry
Sasha,
Christmas, everyone.
Thanks for listening.
Rat and the cat was sleeping. And then the rat called on the cat. And they were there like they were best friends.
That's all that's left of our love. Ticket stub. That's all that's left of our love.
So that was a wonderful Christmas jamboree.
Wow. What a party.
The chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Oh, yeah.
A sense of warmth now all over all of us.
What a glow.
Oh, put your top back on.
Thank you.
Thanks to all our guests. Thank you for listening to this. I wonder when they're listening. Because we're releasing this on Christmas Eve. I wonder if they're listening on Christmas Eve.
Possibly. Maybe they're welcoming in Christmas Day with our luscious tones.
Well, our tones are luscious, yes. Listeners. Yes. Merry Christmas if it is indeed Christmas Day. If it's Boxing Day, happy Boxing Day.
Mm-hmm.
If it's the 27th, fair enough.
Yep, if it's the 28th, it's a bit late.
Bit late.
Shouldn't you be on this a bit quicker by now?
Yeah. Anyway, thank you for coming. Me and Elliot have got a couple of things to talk about.
We do indeed.
We're going to talk to you about them. First of all, Elliot and me had a sleepover recently.
Finally. All this will they, won't they tension.
Yes. Now gone. Elliot came to see my solo show.
You
my
did.
Stand-up show.
You did.
Thanks a lot for coming, listeners, by the way. Thanks a lot for decking the place out. Really making me feel loved.
I was there.
I did a show to one person. That person was Elliot.
Yes, and I enjoyed it greatly. I was wasted.
Elliot was too drunk.
That was after the show.
No, you were drunk.
I wasn't drunk during.
I think you were.
I'd never do that.
I think you would.
No, it was after.
You were very drunk. At one point, you stole someone's Nintendo Switch.
I didn't steal it. His girlfriend stole it, and I just continued to take it.
Okay.
Okay, tis the season. It was fine. It was time to be merry.
Yeah.
And we all had a great time.
How long were you on the Switch for?
Not long. I killed Zelda.
Killed Zelda? Not even Link. You killed Zelda.
I killed Zelda, the woman.
Yeah, the woman.
Yeah.
And then we took a tube home, listeners. Tube, for our non-British listeners, is like an underground transit system.
Yeah, it is.
Similar to your subway in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Or your El Toparco.
In New Donk City.
New Donk City. And Elliot missed his stop. Long story short, Elliot missed his stop. And I pointed out to him, when we were in Clapham North, which is not that far from where you live.
Oh, it's far enough.
It's not that far. I said, Elliot, haven't you missed your stop? And you, instead of doing something about it...
Fell asleep.
Basically did nothing. And kind of fell asleep.
It's because we were talking about the podcast and the future of the podcast as we passed our stop. My stop.
I couldn't believe it. Because people there were going, you could just... As someone we were with said to you, the more you do nothing, the further away you are from your house.
And I just like drooled onto my sleeve.
And then you got off at my stop, tooting back.
Yep.
I'll say it. And I was saying, do you want to go home? Because you had work. And you were like, no, I don't know. I was like, do you want a bus? And I was like, do you want a cab? I can call you. I wanted to try and help you, but you wouldn't be helped. You wouldn't be helped.
It's because I didn't want to bother anyone.
No, you were. It was like you were trying to force your way into my home so you could try and have your way with me.
You know, it's not. You know, it's not that.
Okay.
I haven't been that drunk for ages. I don't get that drunk usually.
Well, I'm good. Good for you.
I just had a long day. I was probably just tired that day. All right. Excuses.
Excuses. Excuses. But you came back.
Yep.
You slept on my sofa.
I did.
I had to tend to you.
Hardly tending, sir. But I do appreciate it.
I had to take your shoes off.
You took my shoes off.
I had to take your shoes off and your coat off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
No, it's fine.
I genuinely have not been like that for ages.
Oh, well. You were a lot of fun, I guess.
Thank you. That was the Heal Your Wounds Christmas outing.
That was the Christmas party for Heal Your Wounds.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming, everyone. genuinely, the people who were there were lovely.
Yeah.
Apart from that one woman who said I was wearing too much denim.
Yeah.
And that other woman who didn't turn her phone off.
Damn right. How's your year been, Sean?
My year has been... Well,
yes,
it's ups and downs, Elliot. You know,
mm-hmm.
For every height of meeting someone you get on with, of, you know, running down a hill, there's a low, like finding out you're the biological father of a weasel. How's your year been?
Oh, it's been okay. No, it's been good. I've had a good year.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's been the highlight of your year?
Probably making friends with someone else.
So glad you didn't finish that thought.
Yeah, I made two friends last week. And I genuinely
what
think...
What are you, a sim?
I genuinely think I'm
what
gonna...
What do you mean you made two friends last week? How do you measure it like that?
I think they're gonna stick around into next year, to be honest.
Who are they?
One's called Adam, one's called Catherine.
Where did you meet them?
Hanging out in the music store.
Hanging out at the music store?
Yeah.
Have you been smoking pot?
No, man. Drugs are for lamos.
Tobacco is wacko if you're a teen.
Just say no. And I think it's just been a fun year. Done a lot of cool stuff.
Okay.
Did this. I was unemployed for that bit. That was a horrible nightmare.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, but we're all out of it now.
Well, you might not be if your work listens to this.
Yeah, I'm still in debt as well. It's awful. I'm not even out of it.
Please send us money, listeners.
Yeah. No, don't.
You can ask me about my highlight or lowlights of the year?
What's your highlight of the year?
Highlight of the year, unquestionably, the big scene in The Last Jedi when...
Don't you goddamn dare.
Okay. The lowest point of my year, probably that moment in The Last Jedi when that poor bastard Watto died.
No!
I've had a very mediocre year. Thoroughly in the middle, as my highlights and lowlights have been within the same
two-hour period. This has been fun.
What, this podcast?
Yeah.
Doing this podcast?
Yeah.
You think this has been your highlight?
Yeah.
Oh, mate, you've got to get to that music store even more.
I know, sorry. But if I said my second favourite thing, you'd think I was lame.
What is your second favourite thing?
Soup Wednesdays.
Listeners.
Soup Wednesdays.
Listeners, I am so sorry that you have to listen to this nerd.
I'm sorry, listeners. I'm such a disappointment.
You're not a disappointment to me.
Thank you, Father. That's all I've ever wanted.
Please don't call me that on air. I mean, this podcast's been all right.
Yeah.
It's been okay. I would have thought we'd have been more popular by now. I thought what we were doing was really good, but it turns out that it's actually quite shit. It turns out that people don't really like it. The people who do like it are, for lack of a better word, virgins.
Yeah.
And, I mean, has it been fun hanging out with you and doing these? Yeah, it has. Has it been fun hanging out with other comedians and just trying to make some good content? Yeah, it's been great. The public have fundamentally not taken to us.
But it's okay, because we're doing something we're proud of. Next year, mate. No, we're 2018 not. Year we're going
to
rock it.
It's not. But you know how other podcasts, when they're in this position, they say to their listeners, just tell a friend about us. Do we want to do that? Because I don't want you to tell your friends about us, listeners.
Do they have friends?
Do they have friends? I think they consider us friends. Oh. Like, we get reviews and stuff online, and they go, oh, it's like hanging out with friends. I go, well, it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. I don't watch the news. I go, oh, John Snow's my mate.
No.
It's fucking ridiculous. Oh, Christian Guru Murphy. I'll text him.
Yeah, well, I sometimes feel comfortable hanging out with my friends anyway. It's not even a compliment.
You don't feel comfortable hanging out with your friends?
Sometimes not.
What about Catherine?
She's better than me. They're all better than me.
What about Adam?
They're all better than me.
Do you consider me a friend?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes.
You don't consider me a boss or a...
or a...
father? Elliot,
you're my daddy.
I am your father.
You're my sweet daddy.
Oh, no. So, moving into 2018, what are your ambitions?
Ooh, I mean, you know, this is the year I'm going to rock it to up the charts.
Up the charts?
Yep.
You're entering the music career?
Of life, yeah.
That's why you've been going to the music shop all that time?
Yeah, because I've been doing my research so I can release my debut album.
What's it called?
Around the World... in 80 Lays. It's 80 tracks all about different people who I haven't but wouldn't mind having a consensual sleepover with.
What's track one?
Track the first.
What's track one?
It's called Russian Through It.
It's called what?
Russian Through It.
Okay.
Track two is called... Oh, I've just fucking done this now, haven't I?
Go on.
It's called German or Woman, I Don't Mind. Track three is called Spain in the Bum.
Oh, wow. It's called... let's please
Uruguay, but that's fine.
That's... No.
And track six is called A Frickin' Great Time.
Africa?
A Frickin' Great Time.
You think Africa's a country?
No, but, you know.
Oh, gosh. And you're releasing that under your own name, or have you got like a band name?
No, I release it under my own name because I'm proud of it. Elliot
J. Fellows.
Around the World in 80 Lays.
In 80 Lays.
Yep.
Well, look out for that, listeners. Get your Bandcamp account sorted now, I'd say. Because there's going to be some serious bandwidth going through that website. Yeah, when's it being released?
It's been released on January the 1st. Because I want it to be a celebration of the new.
Joe, what an exclusive. So by the next episode, mm-hmm. You could be a pop hit.
That's the thing I need to plug.
That's what we're plugging.
Yeah.
Elliot's album. Well, listeners, I mean, I was going to talk about my ambitions for the new year.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, Elliot is...
You don't think it's going to top track seven?
What is track seven?
Hey, that's a nice fad China. Let me take off your Brazil. Okay, so what's your highlight of the year?
Possibly the last minute and a half. Possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the low light is the scene in Last Jedi where Watto dies.
No!
He gets hit by a pod race and goes, no!
Oh, that's a shame.
He goes, I have a secret about the universe.
I forgot you could do such a good impression of Watto.
It is pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's a shame because it's so offensive.
It's not offensive. It's only offensive if you think about it.
Why don't you be one of the Trade Federation guys?
Have you ever seen with a Jedi? it's unbelievable, some of these Star Wars people.
Some of these Star Wars people.
But some of these accents.
Yeah.
Why didn't no one say anything? They should go, yeah, these...
It is insane how many people were involved in those films. I can't believe we've gone back to Star Wars.
We love Star Wars. What can I say? We love Star Wars.
Yeah.
Look out. Look out for Star Wars, guys. That's what I'm plugging.
Yeah.
Star Wars, I'm plugging all the films.
It needs the help, doesn't it?
Needs the help.
Maybe they'll plug us in the next film. Episode 9, Heal Your Wounds.
Episode 9, they're plugging us. What do you reckon they're plugging?
Return of the shit.
Maybe they'll plug us in the Han Solo film next year.
Oh, no, they will.
Yeah, Lando Calrissian will be like, what, Millennium Falcon? This got a tape deck? I just found a sweet new sound. And there'll be a scene where they call up someone and they go,
Kabuki.
They go, Kabuki. They go, yo, it's Lando Calrissian.
Yeah.
Can I speak? No. They'll be like, someone will be listening to Heal Your Wounds.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll go, hey, Sean, it's Lando. Lando McLaughlin, your cousin?
Yeah.
You've been looking for that sweet new podcast sound?
Yeah.
Well, listen to this. And then he'll put the phone up and it'll just be us going.
His coffee's a bit hot. Rainbow mug. Track 9, Hot Australia.
And people will be like, whoa, so that's where Heal Your Wounds comes from.
Yeah.
That'll be great.
Yeah.
In the cinema.
Yeah.
Genuinely, there is stuff that is allegedly revealed in the latest Star Wars that I think less people give a shit about than if they did a thing about where this podcast comes from.
Really?
Yes.
So it's like an origin of something I won't give a shit about.
I can't. I've said too much.
Okay.
I've said too much.
All right.
I mean, who even is Luke Skywalker?
Or her.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
God bless us, everyone.
Our very own Tiny Tim Elliot there, seeing us out. Genuinely, thank you very much for listening to the show. We really appreciate the fact that some of you still listen.
Mm-hmm.
Have a happy new year. I hope you find better podcasts to waste your time on.
Exactly.
But if you don't, we'll always be here for you.
Anything to plug?
Have I got anything to plug?
Yeah, I can stick it in earlier if you want.
I'm all right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Heal Your Wounds was presented by Sean McLaughlin. It was produced by Elliot Fallows, hosted by Audio Boom, and all music was by The Speckles. You can follow us on Twitter @WoundsPod.